Meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered storms. Highs around 73, winds out of the south, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, lows around 48, mainly clear skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 57, cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A man has been arrested following a standoff in McPherson County, and he is in custody now. The sheriff's office has said that he pointed a gun at deputies and retreated inside of his home, leading to the McPherson Joint Special Response Team from multiple cities in the area, along with the Kansas Highway Patrol. After 5 hours, the man finally surrendered and was taken to McPherson County Hospital for further medical evaluation, and then was transferred to McPherson County Jail. He's facing charges of criminal threat, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, interference with a law enforcement officer, and aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer as well. Officials are continuing to give citizens tips as to how to avoid deer in this season, including being especially aware at dawn and at dusk, being that deer are more active, along with not traveling alone. Statewide, 37% of all single vehicle crashes in 2022 were with a deer. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustyek Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
Who wants big discounts, super low financing, and no payments until January 2024? That's right, you do. Right now, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Ford, or finance as low as 0% APR, and make no payments until January 2024. All this, plus the outstanding service you deserve from Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer 3 years running.
Rustyek Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, F-150-23T-466, MSRP 65325, sale price 54325, plus finance with Ford credit, must have a qualifying trade-in, 0% APR financing on select new Fords for up to 36 months, $2,778 payment per month for 1,000 finance, interest accrues from purchase date, offers cannot be combined, expires 10/31/23.
A 10-year-old boy was struck by a car on his way to school in Mays. The driver was headed west and stopped after the crash. Cedric County Dispatch confirmed that a pedestrian was severely injured at 45th and James in Mays. Attorney General Chris Kobach is asking federal appellate judges to stop being, quote, the pronoun police. He said in a letter to the Chief Justice of the 10th Circuit of Appeals, the courtroom is no place to dismantle science, butcher the English language, and deny constitutional rights in order to spare an individual's feelings. A crash in South Newton is causing a large building fire. The crash happened at U.S. Highway 50 and Anderson. The Kansas Department of Transportation says the crash has closed U.S. 50 on the southwest side of Newton from Meridian West to I-35. Currently, there is no word on how many injuries there are. Every type of emergency crew was at the scene. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has protein tubs ready for your cattle nutrition needs. 2810 with urea, 4017 with urea, and 25 all natural. Give Bob Lindquist a call to see which is perfect for your herd. Sunflower and bird feeds also in at After Hours Feed Supply. Call Bob or Todd Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if you're enrolled in Medicaid, officials want you to know that eligibility checks are resuming after a three-year hiatus. Here's Gary Crawford.
Before COVID, all Medicaid participants had to be checked every year for eligibility for that program. But that checking process was suspended during COVID. But now that the health emergency is over, state and federal Medicaid officials are faced with having to check for the first time in 3 years on the eligibility of every Medicaid participant in the country, a lot of people.
Medicaid covers over 90 million Americans.
Deputy Health and Human Services Secretary Andrea Palm, she says state Medicaid officials have a huge job to get this recertification done, not just because of the large numbers involved, but other complications, such as
people not knowing that this is a process that they need to be engaged in.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-America Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-America Network is here for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board at their October meeting discussed procedural changes initiated after a student was left on a bus which was parked for the day. Enrollment policy for non-district students was discussed, with application due each year by June. A workshop is planned October 30th to discuss heating and air conditioning systems at school buildings. During October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Community Memorial Healthcare will offer extended hours for mammograms Thursdays, October 11th, 18th, and 25th, from 8 until 6 each day. Appointments should be made in advance on 562-4465. Limited walk-ins may be available earlier each day. Annual preventive mammograms are generally covered by most insurance plans, and women over the age of 40 should be screened annually. Physician order is not required. Patients will be asked to provide contact information of primary physician for evaluation and results. Landall Company celebrates 60 years hosting country music star Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry Thursday evening at 7 at the Landall Family Sports Complex at Marysville High School. Shops 10 and 50 will be open Thursday afternoon from 1 to 4 for tours, with food, drinks, and entertainment at the City Park from 5 until 7, and the concert at 7 p.m. Stadium seating available, and you may bring blankets for field seating. Please wear tennis shoes. The evening is free and compliments of Landall Company. Early childhood screening is Friday, October 13th at Marysville Elementary and Friday, October 20th at Waterville Elementary. Provided for children ages 3 to 5 years old experiencing difficulty walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, and is conducted by qualified professionals at no charge by appointment with Marshall County Special Services Cooperative. Contact Kay Studer at usd364.org or phone 785-562-5308, extension 2, for more information or an appointment. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday 9 to 11 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville for income-qualified Marshall County residents. And AXTA will offer a harvester's food distribution Friday at noon. Annual AXTA Craft Show is Saturday, 9 to 2 at the American Legion Community Building, with a variety of handmade crafts and vendors as well as concessions. Proceeds benefit the American Legion Honor Flight. Blue Rapids Museum will be open Saturday, 10 to 3, and will host a historical homes tour. Maps at the museum for a $5 donation. Sunflower ceramic painting for a $5 donation, and museum tours. An apple tree is to be planted at 10 a.m. Saturday, dedicated to longtime volunteers Pat Osborne and Nancy Nolte. A memorial service is planned at 2:30 at the Fairmont Cemetery, honoring Walter Sherborne, a Spanish-American War casualty, kicking off a fundraiser for providing a cemetery marker for he and his mother. 11th Annual Fireman's Fall Fest in Blue Rapids is Saturday. Brats and sides with a beer garden and DJ at 5, with Susie and the Reckless live at 8:30 on the square. Lawn chairs are welcome. Seneca's Oktoberfest is Saturday with a craft fair downtown from 10 to 4 with over 15 vendors featuring fall and Christmas decor. Live music with Paul Siebert from noon to 3:30. Craft beer tasting 4 until 7 along with food vendors and the Checklanders Band performing live. Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society will host a bingo benefit Sunday afternoon with food and beer for a free will donation at noon and bingo from 2 to 3:30 with dozens of prizes contributed by local businesses. A Pizza Hut fundraiser is planned Monday evening, with a portion of all sales to Marysville Pizza Hut going toward the historic depot restoration.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 80s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Showers and thunderstorms become likely overnight with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. South winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Scattered showers throughout Friday mixing with sunshine, much cooler with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s. Westerly winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. And scattered showers throughout Friday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Northwest winds around 25 and gusting as high as 40. Mostly cloudy skies into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Northwest winds still around 20 and gusting as high as 35. And cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. North winds still gusting as high as 30. And more sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 71, record high on this date 94. The average low 46 and the record low 25. Sunrise this morning 7:33, sunset this evening at 6:54.
Cardinals are always a welcome sight at the backyard bird feeder. We will share a few feeding tips today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 12th, the 285th day of the year. Actor Hugh Jackman has a birthday, and production began on the film of The Wizard of Oz on this day in 1938. If you love spotting a bright red cardinal on a wintry day, here's some good news. Northern cardinal populations are thriving. Once common only to warmer climates, they can now be found as far north as Canada. Winter bird feeders get some of the credit, as well as the bird's ability to adapt to human habitats. Want to make your backyard hospitable to cardinals? They love dense thickets, especially honeysuckle. Black oil sunflower seeds are a favorite in the feeder, and they also love fruit. An occasional half pomegranate is a treat that they will also find hard to resist. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more bird feeding advice at almanac.com.
Hey everyone, this is Stan.
And Judy Meyer from the Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Stores. We would like to take a minute just to thank all of our valued customers for allowing us to serve you for the past 53 years. It's been awesome. We've loved every minute of it, but now it's time to move on to other ventures, and we have sold our stores. As a token of our appreciation and thank you, 100% of last Wednesday's sales, $6,300, were donated to the Community Food Pantry and Hope Crisis Center. Thank you very much.
Attention parents, Marshall County Special Services Cooperative will be holding an early childhood screening Friday, October 13th at the Marysville Elementary School and Friday, October 20th at the Waterville Elementary School from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. If your child, aged 3 to 5, is experiencing difficulties walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, call 785-562-5308 to make an appointment. Screenings are conducted by qualified professionals and are absolutely free of charge. Give your child the best start in life. Schedule your appointment today.
Thanks for playing Dodgers and Twins. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports.
The pitch. Swing and a ball hit in the air to left. Gurriel will get there over toward the line. Makes the catch, and the Diamondbacks have swept the Dodgers.
The call on ESPN, the Arizona Diamondbacks' march of destruction through the playoffs continued in a 4-2 win over the Dodgers, sweeping the 100 regular season wins Dodgers right out of the playoffs, becoming the first team to hit four home runs in one inning in postseason history, launching four straight off Lance Lynn. In the American League, Twins hosting the Astros, top four.
This one hit well in the air out toward right center field. Kepler's on the move. He looks up, and that is out of here.
The call on ESPN, Jose Abreu blasting his third home run in 2 days. This one ended up being the difference as the Stros edged the Twins 3-2. They advanced to the league championship series against their division rival Rangers. After being doubled off to end game two of the National League Division Series, Bryce Harper responded big time.
Swing and a drive, right field, way back, and gone. Oh, baby, did he crush it.
The call on ESPN, Harper untied the game, making it 4-1 in the third. He would go deep again later. The Phillies blasted six home runs to crush the Braves, 10-2 to take a 2-1 series lead. In Toronto, Austin Matthews pulled the Maple Leafs to within one goal in the third against the Canadiens. Then, with just over a minute left in the game, Matthews tying the game, completing a hat trick. Toronto beats Montreal 6-5 in a shootout. Rookie Connor Bedard scored his first NHL goal, but the Blackhawks lost to the Bruins 3-1. Avalanche beat the Kings 5-2. Canucks rout the Oilers 8-1. The Flames defeated the Jets, and the Hurricanes beat the Senators, both by scores of 5-3. WNBA Finals. The Aces are one win away from back-to-back championships, drubbing the Liberty 104-76. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Marysville High girls tennis team qualifies two singles and two doubles teams for the state tournament at Topeka for Class 1-2-3A. Olivia Deaver from Marysville High School tied for 11th at the Jefferson West Regional and qualifies for the state golf tournament at Heston Monday and Tuesday. Marysville High boys cross-country team won first place at a meet in Sabetha, finishing first among 11 teams. Silas Miller placed first. Nathaniel Miller, Brenner Pilsel, Mason Rader, and Asher Wassum finished in the top 20. MHS girls volleyball team at Sabetha for a tournament this Saturday. Marysville will host Substate the following Saturday, October 21st. And will host Beloit, Minneapolis, Norton, Phillipsburg, Riley County, Russell, and Nemaha Central.
TVL volleyball results from Tuesday night's contest. At Axtell, Centralia finishes 3-0 with two wins over Axtell and defeating Donovan West. Donovan West finishes 1-1 with a victory over Axtell, while Axtell finishes the night 0-3. At Valley Heights, the Lynn Bulldogs finish 2-0 with victories over Blue Valley and host Valley Heights. The Lady Mustangs finish 1-1 with a victory over Blue Valley, while Blue Valley goes winless on the evening. At Hanover, the Lady Wildcats defeat Onega in both of their contests, finishing 2-0, while at Washington County, the Lady Tigers finish 1-2 with a victory over Frankfort. Clifton Clyde finishes the night 2-1 with a victory over Washington County and Troy, while Frankfort finishes 2-1 with a victory over Troy and Clifton Clyde. Taking a look at updated league standings, Hanover sets in first with a 11-0 record in league, 25-5 overall. Valley Heights and Centralia are tied for second with an 8-3 record. Valley Heights 21-10 overall, Centralia 23-10. While in third place, Frankfort and Clifton Clyde are tied with a 7-4 league record, 20-12 overall for the Lady Wildcats, while Clifton Clyde sets at 20-11 overall on the season. Twin Valley League tournament gets underway Saturday at Washington. We will take a look at seedings heading into that tournament later in the week. And a reminder, Substate Volleyball kicks off next Saturday, the 21st. Substate tournaments are as followed: at Wakefield, Clifton Clyde, Frankfort, Onega, and Washington County. At Waubunsee, Valley Heights. At Burlingame, Centralia, Donovan West, and Troy. While at Axtell, Blue Valley, Hanover, Lynn, and Axtell.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Hiawatha District. Play live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover at Lynn. Cross County Rivals live on FM 95.5. K-Prep's pregame show at 6. The Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Pregame coverage ahead of 7 o'clock kickoffs. On air, online, and on our mobile app. Kansas Jayhawks pregame Saturday at 2. Kansas State pregame Saturday at 4.
Put away the knives and break out the crayons and start decorating those pumpkins for Halloween. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Coloring scary scenes is one option, but creating a multicolored cap for your pumpkin is sure to get some attention and add a bit of colorful flair to your fall decor. Purchase a real or faux pumpkin for decorating. Wipe the surface clean and allow to dry before you start decorating. Gather crayons, glue, hair dryer, and plastic covering for your workspace. Cover the table to keep things clean. Remove the labels from the crayons and break in half. Glue the crayons to the top of the pumpkin. One end should butt up against the pumpkin stem and the other end pointing away from the center. Glue the crayons in place to prevent them from rolling off the pumpkin. Use your hairdryer to melt the crayons. They'll drip down the side of the crayon, creating a colorful waxy covering. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
4-H.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from Blue River Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Porter, Blue Valley Technology, Midwest Products, and M&R Auto Parts.
Hi, my name is Matthew Lauer. I'm with the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This is my fourth year in 4-H. I like 4-H because at the fair you see your friends. I think other kids should join because they get to see all the animals.
Hello, my name is Matthew Winslow, and I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 1 year, and my favorite project is my Legos because I got blue on it.
In the face of real-life challenges, kids in 4-H are inspired to do.
Help us celebrate this year's National 4-H Week, our movement to inspire kids to do.
To join 4-H and explore exciting ways to grow and do together, visit kansas4-h.org to learn more.
Hi, my name is Izzy Prawley. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 4 years. My favorite project was Scout. I got reserve and showmanship and tied for reserve weight again.
My name is Brew Baker. This is my fourth year in the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. I enjoy the cow project. I took ducks and goats to the fair.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from Blue River Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Porter, Blue Valley Technologies, Midwest Products, and M&R Auto Parts.
4-H, for youth, for America, 4-H.
Depending on where you live, you may know this company, not by where it is located, but rather by where its yellow trucks happen to travel. In fact, when I was growing up, that yellow truck made a regular stop by our house, a visit that was greatly anticipated. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches?
They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
There's a good chance you know the last name of one man who found his way to Marshall, Minnesota.
Paul Schwann, who was from Germany, immigrated to the United States in the 1920s, came to Marshall, and he started working for the Marshall Ice Cream Company, which made Perfection Ice Cream.
As Jennifer Andress, executive director of the Lyon County Museum in Marshall, Minnesota, shares, Paul was not only in business, but learning the business of dairy production and processing, and would lead him to build a company.
In the late 40s, Paul was partners with Matt Nyson of Perfection Ice Cream for a little while, and then Paul went off and started his own dairy. So he started Schwann's Dairy, which was just milk and butter, and then gradually started doing ice cream.
At the time, though, the Schwann family was mostly focused on simply producing dairy products on their farm. That changed in the early 1950s.
Paul's son Marvin Schwann in 1952 decided what would be a good way to get products out to farmers. So he started doing home delivery of ice cream. And it proved to be successful. And that's how kind of the Schwann's home delivery started, was after 1952.
Over time, the company grew, and Schwann's home delivery via their yellow trucks became a common sight in many communities across the nation. Schwann's continues to be one of the major employers here, an example of the food companies that sprouted around the fertile farms of the area.
Marshall celebrated their 150th anniversary last year. The industry is still very much important here. The college is very much important here. And while the population has kind of stayed the same for the last 20 years, Marshall continues to be a regional center for this area and continues to grow and to expand.
Traveling the countryside in Marshall, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction for Barbara Norbert Norris Saturday, October 14th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1301 Broadway in Marysville. Tools include a 10-inch table saw, 4-inch jointer planer, electric hand planer, belt sander, chainsaw. Guns sell at noon, including 12-gauge shotguns, 30-30 rifle, 410 bolt-action shotgun, Japanese rifle, British rifle, BB gun, pellet gun, starter pistol. Household items include a buffet, lighted glass front hutch, chest of drawers, Lazy Boy recliner, two swivel rockers, a KU rocking chair, tables and chairs, the usual run of kitchen items. Collectibles include Pony Express items, a few 30s and 40s license plates, some pocket knives. Toys include Hot Wheels cars, some tractors, an HO train set, lots and lots of fancy glassware and dinnerware, pink and green depression glass, commemorative plates, and other miscellaneous items. This estate auction for Barb and Norbert Norris, Saturday, October 14th, 10 a.m. at 1301 Broadway in Marysville. Holmstead and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
$15 now, $70 now.
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional you can trust.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
It won't be long, and most of our perennials will be dormant. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mulch your plants to help protect them from harsh winter conditions. But timing is everything, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
One of the last gardening chores is to spread mulch around your perennials to help them through the winter. Justin Hancock is a horticulturist with Costa Farms. He says the biggest misconception about mulch is that it's meant to keep plants warm. The cycle of freezing and thawing is hard on shrubs and perennials, so mulch should be put down after the soil starts to freeze.
If you think about the way that water works, when it freezes, it expands. And if you think about that around the plant roots, that constant freezing and thawing can push plants up out of the ground and expose them to cold damage. But if you wait until the soil freezes and then you lay down your mulch, you're going to keep it nice and cold during those winter thaws, and you're not going to see nearly as much cold damage.
How deep you mulch depends on where you live, what you're growing, and what your pests are. For example, if you have problems with voles and rodents, don't pile mulch too deep or you'll be offering them a cozy nest to burrow into. 2 to 3 inches is usually sufficient. The mulch you use should have good insulative value and air pockets. Shredded wood and pine needles are popular options. Hancock says do not use big, whole leaves.
What can happen is that when they get wet, they stick to each other, and you end up with a plastering, and you don't have good aeration, so you're not getting a good insulative value. But then they can also eventually form a mat, and it makes it really hard for air and water to cycle through the soil the way it should. And then you can run into rot or disease problems with your plants.
In the spring, remove the mulch just before the plants emerge. If you leave it on too long, the plants can suffocate as they start to grow. Find more tips on mulching the garden for winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us lay before the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up
in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Today, you'll meet probably one of the few people in the world who custom designs dairy farm facilities. Next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Chad Bird is a rare breed. For the past 23 years, Bird has focused on designing custom dairy facilities for clients all over the world.
One thing I've learned after working on and for 3,000-plus dairies across the world is that everything is farm-specific. It's to that farmer, it's to those animals, it's to that climate. You know, the land may not work with some of the things that, you know, you want to do. So everything matters from farm to farm.
Bird is passionate about the work and devotes his full attention to every job, whether it's a 100-cow barn in Ohio or a 30,000-cow complex in Qatar.
My job and anybody else's job who's sitting down and putting pen to paper to design a dairy, we need to be good stewards. We need to make sure that we are putting those guys first and not just selling them equipment. Man, I can go in and I can sell anybody anything. I can convince you this is exactly what you need. And a lot of guys do that, but I find it unethical.
Bird says he sort of fell into the work of dairy design. A self-described math and computer nerd, he studied accounting in college and later switched to engineering design. We'll hear more from him tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Farm Bill of 2023 still up in the air with the ongoing vote for the Speaker of the House. And when it comes to conversations on the federal budget, which has been extended with the continuing resolution until the middle of November. As many legislators say that right now they haven't even seen any layout or framework for the Farm Bill of 2023. However, they do know that one portion of the bill is continuously growing, with billions of dollars being reinvested into the SNAP program that's part of the Farm Bill in request from the Biden administration. As as we sat down with Ryan Flickner with Kansas Farm Bureau, where he says talks about trying to split SNAP from the Farm Bill has been in conversation for years, but hasn't really gone anywhere.
Well, I think that conversation has taken place. And at that point, Republicans did split the historic or kind of the tried and true safety net for agriculture, i.e. the farm programs. They split that away from Title IV nutrition programs and tried to pass those individually. And ultimately what happened, and I think this is kind of the challenge that we've seen back in Washington, D.C., is, yeah, you have the House with a very slim, narrow Republican majority. But in the Senate, regardless of which party is really in control, you still have to get 60 votes to get any piece of legislation through that chamber. So ultimately what happened in 14 is the Senate did recombine the nutrition programs with the farm safety net programs, and then that conference committee report ended up going and was ultimately passed and signed into law.
That again was Ryan Flickner from the Kansas Farm Bureau, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas, along with Congressman Tracy Mann from the 1st District of Kansas, and Congressman Frank Lucas from the state of Oklahoma have all shown interest in wanting to try and split those bills again between farmers' bills, including crop insurance, and the SNAP programs that they believe should be a separate bill as it consumes anywhere between 80 to 90% of the farm bill, especially this year in 2023. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Wichita State Volleyball continues its annual tradition of hosting their Dig Pink Match, supporting breast cancer awareness research, on Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. against long-standing rival Tulsa. A portion of ticket sales will be donated to the Side Out Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans will receive a pink rally towel at the match. Purchase your tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS. We'll see you at the match wearing pink.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available, or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington.
Long hours in the field with early starts and late nights can be a dangerous combination. Farm operators, stay safe and stay alert. Always check your surroundings and know that other traffic shares the road and may or may not be aware of you. Take time to stay safe this harvest season. A reminder from Landall Company. Great jobs with great benefits and a great work environment. Now hiring for all positions. Learn more today and apply online at landall.com/careers. Midwest Products. Great people make great products, and you can rely on Midwest Products of Hanover for concrete, rock, sand, and gravel. Midwest Products. Linda's Insurance Agency, with the experience to address all of your crop insurance needs. Reliable and efficient. Call on Linda Schmitz today in Marysville. And CanEquip for New Holland tractors, combines, and farm machinery, as well as Kubota and many other lines. They're your steel sales and service center. CanEquip, Marysville.
If you want a prediction for winter, look for a woolly bear caterpillar. Scientifically, the insect has no idea, but it's fun folklore on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT 1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a bolder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chomper reels. The VT 1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add Implement Command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
A warm, sunny fall day, and you might see a fuzzy black caterpillar with a reddish-brown band around its middle.
The woolly bear caterpillar, or woolly worm, is a beloved part of our fall culture as a predictor of winter weather. Legend has it if the red band around its middle is wide, the winter will be mild. If the red band is narrow, you'd better have the snow shovels ready. And if you see them inching their way south, that means they're running from colder weather. Jody Green is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. She says the myth picked up steam in 1948 by an insect curator at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City.
He collected woolly bear caterpillars for a number of years and measured their little midsection, that reddish area, and then he kind of tracks the weather patterns. Evidently, it's been debunked, so it no longer stands because there are scientific reasons why some of those bands are narrower and wider.
She says the width of the red band probably has more to do with past weather than future. Good weather conditions produce growing caterpillars.
The caterpillars have 13 segments. They can count the number of segments that are changing color. And so what happens is that as they age, they actually get a larger band. And so older caterpillars are going to have a larger red-brown band.
Even though there's no scientific evidence that caterpillars know something we don't, it's still fun to think along those lines. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about woolly bear folklore at agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has protein tubs ready for your cattle nutrition needs. 2810 with urea, 4017 with urea, and 25 all natural. Give Bob Lindquist a call to see which is perfect for your herd. Sunflower and bird feeds also in at After Hours Feed Supply. Call Bob or Todd Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Thursday today, especially after the crop report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We're seeing some major jumps in the grain market right now. Corn, wheat, and soybeans all in the green, moving pretty decently up as well, with soybeans up near 40 cents in the gains. But corn market as well, looking up. December corn up 10 cents on the day to 498 even a bushel. March corn up by 9 1/4 to 513 even a bushel right now. In the wheat market, they took a bit of a jump too. December KC wheat up by 8.5 cents to 675 3/4. The March KC wheat up 8 1/4 to 684 1/2. Real quick, in the oats market, they are slightly down. December oats down 2.5 cents to 393 1/4. Biggest gains right now are in the soybean market. November beans up 42 3/4 cents right now at 1295 1/4. The January beans up 42 cents at 1314 1/4. In the meal market, December up $15.10 at 392.20. The October is off the board at 374.30 right now. January is up 13 and 20 cents. And in the soybean oil for October, they're up $1.45 to $54.97. December's up $1.01 at $53.73. In the cotton market, slightly lower here still. December cotton down 7 pennies at $84.98. But we are seeing big jumps in the canola, with November canola up $14.60 at $7.17.30. Looking at your U.S. dollar index today, we are seeing a bit of a jump here as well. December index is up 68 cents to 106 1/4. March index is up 70 cents right now at 105.88. Euro down almost a penny at 105 right now. British pound is down a penny at 121 overall. We have 30-year bonds for December down a point 21 to 111.23. The 10-year notes for December down slightly at 107 and 10 points. In the stock market, we are mostly red here, with the Dow Jones down 247 points, the S&P down 27, the Nasdaq in the red by 75. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner, with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 316-978-FANS.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately, with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have...
Third Road Ag Sales is featuring a fall special with DEF diesel exhaust fluid for $10 per jug or $8.50 per jug pallet price for 72 jugs. And ask for details on the on-farm starter fertilizer program, where Agritech provides on-farm storage tanks at cost, covers one-third of expense of the tanks, and these are yours to keep with a commitment to purchase fertilizer. John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville has all the details. Call today, 785-562-7157.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Kansas State University is holding a new conference for Kansas landowners who are renting their land out. K-State Director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition, Ashley Westerhold, discusses the conference that the Agricultural Economics Department is holding at the K-State Alumni Center. She begins by sharing some of the topics that will be covered at the November 10th conference and the chances people will have to network.
We have really land values, lease rates, farm transition planning, lease basics and communications, property tax regulations. What are the components of a good written lease? We'll also talk about strategic alliances for successful tenant relationships, and then we'll have a lot of networking opportunities. So a lot of people in these conferences feel as if they don't necessarily relate to people, but in this conference, you're all coming together because you're Kansas landowners, and you get to relate to each other of how do you handle this situation and learn from each other. So we're excited to offer a lot of networking opportunities in this conference as well.
Westerhold reviews when this conference is and where it will be held.
We are having it the Friday, November 10th, before the November 11th Baylor game. And so we are bringing people into the Alumni Center so they can come feel the excitement on campus before a game day. But we're excited about this opportunity to really branch out of maybe our normal programming to make sure that we are targeting those who need this assistance, who are interested in really being the best Kansas landowner that they can be.
She shares who this conference is for and what she is most looking forward to.
I think my excitement comes from the fact that I've never seen someone put on a conference like this for this demographic. There's a lot of conferences that we target to operators in Kansas, but really targeting those landowners and very specifically targeting this group is something I haven't seen done before. And I think it's going to be hopefully great. I believe it will be. And I'm very excited for that opportunity to do something completely out of the box. There's opportunities for anyone as they move towards being solely landowner versus operator. Again, if you think your children will operate from afar one day, this might be a great conference for them to attend. So again, we want people to be the most educated landowners and manage their Kansas land as best they can.
That was Kansas State University Director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition, Ashley Westerhold, about K-State's first landowner conference on November 10th in Manhattan, Kansas. To register for this conference, go to www.agmanager.info/landowner. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
So I took a drive, you know, about a mile down the road.
time. And everything I lost was on my dime. I didn't finish what I started, but I'm just fine. Because I got a job and I got a son and I got a wife. And I ain't always been the guy you'd wanna take.
Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.